So I'm sure Millie would can tell more stories about our speaker than I probably can. So maybe she's happy about that.
Yes.
So her claim to fame around these parts is that she's one of the daughters of our pastor, Millie. So for that, we love her. But I know a little bit about her life, and it's been interesting and exciting, and I'm sure that whatever she's going to share with us tonight is going to be full of that same excitement and that same zest for life, that same enthusiasm that we've grown accustomed to getting from Andy. So let's take a big drink of you.
Yay! Well, I'm the favorite daughter. I have to keep reminding you, when my sisters aren't here, it's important you have that information. Just in case one of them come, just go along with it when they say they are. It's part of the family tradition. We all have to claim favorite, but it's actually me. And I'm wearing my mom's clothes. I have her shirt, and this is her necklace. So just so you know, if I look like her, it's because I'm wearing her clothes, except for the jeans. But I wanted you to know just a tiny little update on Mom. That this surgery was quite quick, but it was a repair. And so she did not have any complications. She had didn't need a blood transfusion. It was one of the smoothest surgeries she's ever had from her, I know. She's getting good at it. So really, I think she must have gone to a spa, health spa or something, because I feel like she looks way better than me. I'm telling you, right? But this was 10 days ago. She had surgery. So they removed some scar tissue, but this was, of all the surgeries she's had, this one, she didn't have to have physical therapy. She didn't have to go into a physical therapy hospital. What do you call them? Skilled nursing, thank you. We didn't do all that. I just got to go home and just shove her out the door. It's been incredible. There was a few hours where we were nervous, but thank you for your prayers. Thank you for thinking of her. I know she loves you very much. I know you know that, but she really does. I think I know all of you from stories, if I don't recognize your faces. She lays there, and that's her form of entertainment, is talking about how much she loves you and the things you've overcome, and the ways that you've blessed her. And she, when you send her a card or a little note on Caring Bridge, it takes like 5 minutes, because each note she has to tell me who you are and how she loves you and when you came and who your kids are. And yeah. You know what? No. So just so you know, like, you think it's only like a 2-minute letter. No. Like, hi, Millie, I love you so much. Oh, honey, she's the one. Have you met her yet? Have you met? Oh, she is wonderful. Oh, I just love her. I mean, it's like that.
I can imagine.
So I want you to know that my family and I are very grateful for you. We miss her, but we know you're taking good care of her, so thank you. Anyway, I want to just give honor and thanks to God, because I think you are the exact right people I'm going to try this out on. And I just want to make sure I'm telling you what he wants me to tell you. Okay, so as some of you know, I just got my master's degree in theater and screenwriting in January. And that's not why I'm telling you that. But thank you. So it was a crazy 3 years, because Mom was in the hospital a few times. I had a blood clot in my head. I don't know. There was like crazy stuff. It was crazy, but I finished, and I ended up doing a paper on musicality. And I will explain that to you in a minute. The same time, my new husband and myself, yeah, you can clap for that too. He's a cowboy from Montana, and he talks really funny, but he's so kind and good to me. I feel very blessed. He's almost as wonderful as Arnie, right? That's pretty wonderful, right? and Dan and Brian, and you know, all you guys. So at the same time, we've been taking these courses about holistic farming and ranching, because we have an all grass-fed, grass-finished farm in Tennessee. We don't use any hormones. You know, we We look for bugs. We search for dung beetles. It's a blast. We have our own water coming out of the spring, and it's a blast. But I've been learning so many things, and I wanted to share a couple things with you because I have a question for you, and you have to give me your vote at the end. Okay. We don't have any water up here, do we?
Okay.
Thanks, Jody. Sorry to be a pain. I probably should have brought it myself. But, okay. So, I was doing this paper, and I had to call it the name of the paper with my name, and then put IS, and then the name. So I put my name, then I put dot IS, and then the name of the paper. So when I did, my name, as you know, is Landis, right? So I put land, and I was in a hurry, so I put land dot IS dot life. It was life in the soil. And because you had to do this independent study. So when I saw it, I went, that looks funny. I think I forgot to put the IS. And suddenly it jumped out at me. Land is life. Now, I want you to know something. You guys probably know this already, but what I have been discovering, I want to share with you. And I think you're just the perfect people, the perfect amount to talk to you about this because I want to write about this. I want to talk about this. Oh, thank you. That's okay. I want to talk to you. I want to help you know what I'm learning. Okay? First of all, you know Adam and Eve, right? I mean, you don't know them personally, but you've heard of them. You've heard of them, right? Adam and Eve. So I was watching this documentary about land, and this rabbi comes on, and he says the word Adam, and I can't say it correctly, but it's Adamach. Adamach, something like that. Adamach means soil. Yeah. Eve is a derivative of, and I can't say it correctly either, Evach, Elavach. It means breath. We came from Adam and Eve. We came from soil and breath. Do you know? And if you do, I'm surprised because I did not know this until I started doing this research. We are two molecules different from soil. When there was Adam and Eve, it's soil and life coming together to make us. Soil and life, two molecules away from soil, every single thing from the magnesium to the, all of the, see, I can't even think because my brain's been so focused on mom for a while, but all of the things that are in soil, we need in our bodies in the same amount. Part of the reason our food is not as healthy today is because our soil is so depleted. Our soil is depleted. And that's a whole nother talk, but I just wanted to give you some amazing things about you. Okay? I'm going to tell you some amazing things about who you are. You are almost the exact, almost to the same numbers and everything as soil. And the reason you're alive is because you have breath. Do you know there is a magnetic field on our earth? And you probably know that it just goes like this across the earth. Well, when we wear these flip-flops and these shoes that have rubber, we're not getting the electrical field that we need. We don't take our shoes off and feel the earth. You are a vibration. Every single molecule in you is vibrating and making a sound. The earth is making a sound. The trees are making a sound. There is not a bit of silence in the universe. It is all making music. Did you know, this is the thing I discovered when I was doing my research on music. Did you know that music, okay, I want you to do me a favor. Do you guys know the ABC song?
No.
Okay, so sing that for me.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-N-Z.
That's good. That's very good. Won't you sing with me? Okay. Do you know that before you knew language, before you knew your letters, before you understood what a word meant, you knew melody. Okay, I want you to think of a little child. How do they sing ABCs? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, F, N, O, P. Right? L, M, L, B. I've seen every two-year-old go blah, 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 B. Because they recognize the melody. And you want to know why? Because when you're in your mother's womb, they put this microphone into, oh, we have the perfect experiment right here. Just come up. But the perfect experiment, they put a microphone into the womb where there was a baby. And they showed that we could hear what the baby hears. And it was like this. Your blood is going through your veins and your baby hears. Right? Then the nurse started to sing, and she wasn't a good singer. I was thinking, couldn't you have gotten someone else? Maybe, like, I don't know, like a good singer to sing this part? And she was singing, Mary had a little lamb. She's singing. And so it's like, shook, shook. Can you do that for me? Shook. Do the shook part. Somebody do that. Shook. Mary had a little lamb. Mary had, and that baby moved towards the singing. That baby had no idea she was singing about Mary and a little lamb, but she heard the sound. You are a walking orchestra. You didn't know that. I didn't know that. You have music going on in you all the time. And your musicality, is what I call it, is affected by what your mom sang, what your dad sang, where you live in the world, what country you're from, what generation you're from. There is an innate musicality in every single one of you. And that is partly why we are repelled and attracted to people, because we harmonize with them, because we blend. Like you two feel you just had a heart connection. Your musicality might be very similar. Your vibration literally is a sound that we can hear. I met a scientist who did soil research, and this scientist told me, and I couldn't believe it, so I had to accost him at the end and say, wait, hello, please clarify. And he told me and told everyone in the room that every single person has a musical note somewhere about 50 octaves above high C. Every molecule in the earth, every single tree is making a vibration and causing sound. Sound goes across a chord. We have vocal cords. We have our own voice. Every artist have their own voice. You have your own voice, but it's not just the sound of your voice. It's literally who you are. Well, all of this started to work in my head, and I realized that it's the same with the earth. We are made from something that literally vibrates with life. You are actually walking around, and when you're feeling down, one of the things that these soil experts tell us to do is take your shoes off and put your feet on the ground and allow that electrical vibration to come and pass through your body. And you don't have to picture it. You don't have to try to control it. You don't have to ask it to come. It's there. It's part of the earth. It will help to energize you. It will help uplift you. It's like sticking your finger in an electric socket, only it doesn't hurt. Well, we hope. Yeah, it's good. But part of what happens to us is we're wearing rubber shoes all the time, rubber flip-flops, rubber shoes, rubber thing, and we don't connect. So it's like trying to get your phone charged when you can't get it in, plug it into the wall. I'm asking you, I always ask you to do something, and before this night is over, I'm going to ask you to make a commitment to step out on the earth, and we'll do that. But, so, as we're going along, what I also learn, and you guys know this, that the earth is constantly expanding. The earth is constantly expanding, so am I, those of you who've known me for 20 years, constantly expanding, but So the earth is constantly expanding, but that there is an actual sound in that. There is a sound and a breath, and it kind of pulsates. Everything pulsates just like we do. There is heartbeat. There is movement. There is life all around you all the time. And I'm not just talking about angels. I'm not just talking about God. But we are so complex. The earth is so complex. The universe is so complex that the idea that there's no designer is like, I heard one guy say, it'd be like a tornado going through a junkyard, and at the end of the tornado, there's a 747. That's literally the statistical odds of us being who we are and this world functioning like this without some purpose, without some designer, without what I call God, is statistically impossible. So don't listen to those people who don't think there's a God, because just laugh, just enjoy them and think, whatever, just go have a cookie. I don't know, but don't even worry about it. Don't even try to think about it, because we have to understand that we are part of the music of life. Your note and your orchestra matters. Without you in this room, it would sound different. It would be different. It would feel different. Just your presence, if you say nothing, brings energy and music into the world. I want you to know something else, which is really fun. Because we're studying grasses and soil, I've learned that the soil, when it goes down, I mean, that the grasses, when it goes down into the earth and all the roots go down into the earth, they do something really interesting. They communicate with one another. And I don't think they say, like, hey, how's it going over there? But they might. But they do actually give off an energy, and they give off a scent. And when cattle eat it, they start to vibrate literally down into the ground, and they say, cows are coming, the buffalo are coming, the deer are coming. And it sends these signals, and they, like the grass on this side, it has less sugar than the grasses when they're working towards that direction. They can measure this. So it goes down into the ground, and they have these little tiny, I can't remember them now, the names of them, but they're so small you can't see them, and they connect to every other living thing in the soil. And I want you to understand that that's what I believe is how we are. What's happening in the world affects us. When there's sadness and grief, it affects us. It doesn't have to be our next door neighbor. We are so interconnected, like the grasses are interconnected, and the trees and the soil and the rocks all have a purpose. They're interconnected because these grasses vibrate when they have heavy pressure hit them. And not the heavy pressure of a tractor, but the heavy pressure of a hooved animal. The ground stimulates. And when it does, it makes new life. And we are like that. When we're roughed up but not too much, we either get on fire and we care, or we get defeated. We sometimes get defeated because we're not connected. We forget that we're connected to one another and to people all across the world. It's a scientific fact. It's not just an idea anymore. It's provable. I mean, this is stuff we thought about, but you couldn't prove it. And they're proving it now with dirt. The dirt that we came from. Okay, so I want you to do something for me. Gosh, time goes so fast. Okay, I want you to all take your shoes off if you can. Okay, now this is not the dirt. You will not be getting the electrical current in the cement. Does not conduct it. Rubber does not. They're not conductors of electricity. This ground doesn't. But I want you to, just for a second, look at your feet. Don't look at mine, but look at your own. And I want you to see how you have your little toes, or big, depending on who you are. And your toes are like little, are like the prongs of a plug that you put in the socket. And I want you to remember that when you're looking at your feet and when you're walking out on the soil, that you need to dig your toes into the ground. And it doesn't have to be the cleanest ground. Don't worry about it. It's, you know, public parks are fine. Sorry, public parks are fine. It doesn't matter. But you need to get connected, especially when you have no access to farms. You've got to be conscious of the fact that you need to be connecting every day, if not every day, at least once a week. Not on cement, on the ground, on the earth, on the dirt, because that's who you are. That's where you came from. That's what you're part of. You need it. You must have it. Now, okay, just leave your shoes off for a little while longer. What I want to do is I want to ask you some questions. I would like to put together a pamphlet, put together like a little book, and you guys are here, and I want to talk about land is life and the many ways that we can be more connected to the land. I want to write a little pamphlet, and I'm not trying to make it important or big, about the ways I want to tell people who they are. Because I don't know about you, but I see so many people who are hurting. I see so many people who are lost and alone. And I feel like if we could help them connect not just to God, not just this way, but this way. This is where we're going. To earth we, to dirt we come, from dust to dust we shall return. It's actually true. We will just disintegrate and be a part of the earth. But this is feeding us. This earth is feeding us. It feeds us electricity. It feeds us energy. It feeds us. This earth is so generous. And we're so hard on her. We forget that we don't need any more strip malls. We need little patches of dirt. We need little patches of flowers. We need little patches of life. I'm not going to get on my high horse about it, but I want to know, and you don't, would you be interested in just like a little pamphlet of like seven things of ways you can connect to the earth and ways that you are a part of the earth? If I wrote that up and then like if I'm here in 6 months or something and gave those to you? Because I feel so lucky, you know, that she's still here. I feel so lucky that you guys are here. I feel so lucky to know that what the earth is doing for us every day, giving us oxygen, providing water, providing safety, providing comfort, providing minerals that we need and electricity and energy, just so generous. And I think we can help one another if we remind each other that you're just a pile of dirt. Don't take it seriously. It is. Don't take life so seriously. You're just dirt. You know, gosh, dirt with air and breath in you. And it doesn't matter if you make mistakes. It's okay. That doesn't mean people shouldn't call you on it. That doesn't mean people shouldn't go, oh, you don't be drinking that or whatever. You know, it doesn't mean that we're not amazing and worthy. In fact, it means we are the directness from the stars. We came, you know, our earth was formed from these rocks and gases, and it's providing all this life. And if I can put it together in a really short form, what I'd like to call it is land is life. And help us remind one another, but you'd have to tell me if it's any good, and so I'll try to put it together. And I just want to share these things that I have the opportunity to learn, and you guys share with me, please, what you know, because I don't know much about much, but what I do know, I really am excited about. So, as I close, I want to remind you a couple things. You are a most amazing pile of dirt with your own set of sounds and orchestras. Your little heart is just in there playing the drums like Ringo. Just, I mean, maybe he's too old for some of you, but you know what I'm saying. Gene Krupa. Just, you know? Your little heart is in there rocking away. Your lungs are making sounds in rhythm with your heart. Your veins are, and everyone around you, every time you hold on to somebody, you're hearing their sound, you're hearing their music. So let them hear yours. Let them hear your music. Let them hear it in your breath. Let them hear it in your touch. Let them hear it in your smile. Let them see it in your electrical energy. Let them feel the chemical and the vitamins and minerals that are in your body touch one another, connect. And why we do that, we're thinking of people who may not have anyone. And I really truly believe that it makes a difference. I really do. Maybe I'm naive, but I don't think so. Because if the earth is all connected beneath the soil, then we must be connected above it. Thank you.